Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 98, Need versus Want. This month at work, I have had to do something that I don't do very often. I needed to close out a project, and to close out the project, I would get into this particular system. And I went to get into the system only to find that the system was gone. It had been replaced with a new, better, shiny, pretty version of the system. And I was told how to get onto that new system. So I got onto that new system and I was trying to do what I had to get done to close out the project, and I ran into a snag. I needed to change the properties of one of the fields, and it wasn't letting me do it. So I called back computer support to ask them why I couldn't change that field. They hem and hawed for a little while and then said they would get back to me. The woman who answered the phone, she got back to me the next day to say they still don't have a firm answer as to why. She was going to talk with the designer and get back to me on the following Monday. I said that would be fine. On Monday, she gets back to me and she says, "You don't have the privilege to make the change that you want to make." And I said, "Well, I need to have those privileges." And she tried to give me several workarounds as to how I could get it done without having the privileges, which in my mind were a little far-fetched because I was testing it. I needed to turn on and turn off that one element at a moment's notice. I couldn't be calling around looking for other people who have the rights to change it and coordinate with them as to making the change. I told her that I used to have the privileges and I would like to have my privileges reestablished. She said that I needed to speak to a certain person in order to get that done. I said, fine, I would do that. In the meantime, she closed out the ticket that had been opened whenever I called with a problem. And in that, she said, "Customer wants privileges to the system." And I read that and I said, no, that's not right. I don't want them. I would really rather not have them. This aspect of my job, I don't particularly enjoy. It's mundane, it's monotonous, it's annoying, because I have to verify all the T's are dotted and all the I's are crossed, and that's just not in my nature. It's not a job I enjoy doing. It's not a job I want to do. It's a job I have to do. It is a need for me to have the privileges. I ended up trumping her, going above her, talking to the developer of the system who knows me and knows what privileges I used to have and could look at it and say, "Oh, well, that's really weird. I don't know why you lost your privileges. Let me get those reestablished for you." And everything was fixed within 5 minutes of talking to him. But of course, I have to follow the rules. I have to go through computer support first. But this got me thinking. It seems that in our culture, the distinction between need and want has really gotten muddled. To me, needs are basic. Needs are for things like food, clothing, shelter, love, and safety. Wants are everything that are pretty much on top of that. We need clothing. We want the latest fashion. We need shelter. we want that cute little cottage on the beach that we can just step out and enjoy the air and the ocean and the seagulls flying by. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wants. I have several wants, and I just try to recognize that wants can be addressed only after needs have been satisfied. I don't need any more sock yarn. I've got enough sock yarn to make socks for many years to come. But I want to try that latest sock yarn. I want to experiment or see how the new colorway is going to work. And that's all right. I buy the sock yarn that I want because my needs have already been satisfied. In this society, sometimes we try to address wants before we address needs. It bothers me a lot when our leaders are talking about the need for safety and security and protection against the terrorist, when some of the more basic needs, like safe, good, wholesome food, clothing, and shelter, are not being addressed. I also think that access to good health care is a basic need that should be addressed. And yes, safety is an issue, but let's talk about other kinds of safety. Safety at home, safety of our food, safety of our water. How pure is the water? How pure is the air? How good is the food? People who are in financial straits, do they have access to good food? Not the food that will fill you up with little to no nutritional value. I'm talking about a well-balanced diet that will keep them healthy. In this time of the holidays, whenever you turn on the TV, you also get bombarded with all these things that they try to tell you is a need, when in fact is a want. And it irks me. I see these commercials for diamonds and how she needs to have these diamonds. And I'm like, no, she wants to have the diamonds. And sure, give her the diamonds if you really think that that's what's going to make her happy. But at the same time, realize that what would really make her happy is maybe spending more time together, maybe having a meaningful relationship. Diamonds cannot replace love. And love is a real basic need. It is not a want. I'm sorry if I've gone off on a little bit of a rant. Like I said, this is a little bit of a pet peeve with me. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me. If you have any comments about this particular topic or any of my other topics, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or you can send me an email at Carrie, and that's spelled carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope that you have all your needs met and can splurge on a few of those wants. Take care. Bye.